921 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Greg, you look great in that dress. Not a lot of guys could pull that off. You got excellent legs, I got to tell you.
Why, thank you. My wife says that she married me for my calves.
Greg is trying out for apparently a new podcast type thing that Disney is putting together for drag queens.
Yeah.
All right, that part of the story I'm just kidding about. This part I'm not.
Which is really scary.
Maybe it's supposed to be scary because it's called Drag Queen Spooky Story Hour.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be scary. Listen to this. A division of the Walt Disney Company is hosting a Drag Queen Story Hour event. Now, it's not for general consumption. It's just for the children of employees. Now, if you work for this company, which it's the Disney Media and Entertainment Distribution, they oversee their streaming services, including Disney and Hulu, okay?
Okay.
If you're an employee and they send you a thing inviting you to watch the Drag Queen Spooky Story Hour, and it's targeted for kids, as an employee, would you feel somewhat compelled to watch that? Now, nobody's obligated to participate, but we've all been in the corporate world. You don't, oh, this is a voluntary function only.
Sure.
But you know there's somebody that's kind of like,
they're keeping track.
You can miss one of those. You can miss two, but if you miss, three out of seven,
you're not a team player.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So would you feel compelled to tune in? It's scheduled to take place virtually on Wednesday, according to an invitation sent to employees. Now, listen to this. The Halloween-themed event will capture, quote, the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. If you don't think they are trying to indoctrinate your kids at pre-kindergarten level, you need to pay attention.
Oh, it gets better.
Or worse.
And this will give kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. That they said that in the email. That's a corporate email.
Wow.
That was sent to these Disney employees. Not all of Disney. It's a subsidiary or whatever. But, one employee told Breitbart News that some Disney colleagues have voiced concerns over the event, though I believe only amongst themselves, feeling that it's inappropriate for Disney to promote this content for employees with children to participate in. So nobody's obligated to participate, to my knowledge, but some were shocked that this would even be sent from the company to employees. A spokesman for Disney didn't reply to requests for comment from Breitbart News. The event is the latest instance of Disney embracing and promoting gender nonconformity. Now, let's put a twist on this.
Okay.
Would some people be offended, like employees, if you sent them the true meaning of Christmas story? Right?
Wow. Yeah.
And then you'd say, hey, you're promoting kind of a religious belief. That's not really going with the company's standards. You're promoting a specific belief.
But unique lifestyle and fluid gender is okay.
Well, that's, I guess, part of being woke, right?
Or broke.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
So, although this appears somewhat controversial, the fact that somebody in Disney gave it the green light, I mean, they paid to have this made and produced.
And this is not the first time we've seen this. We've seen this in library settings. We've seen this in school settings, sometimes with, sometimes without parent notification.
Now, do I think there is a time where maybe a parent should explain to their children about what a drag queen is? About perhaps maybe what a transvestite or transsexual or something, or a gender fluidity.
Yeah.
Sure, I think it's a discussion that should take place.
But three or four?
Up to the parents as to what is age appropriate and how they are going to engage in that conversation. That's a parental thing.
Yes.
Not, hey, hey, hi, we're your friendly entertainment company, and we've got a great show for you to play on the imagination and gender fluidity of childhood. Not here's some people as adults. They like to dress up in costumes and perform. Mm-hmm. You can do that in a fairly innocuous way if you choose to, if the children are really young. Or you could get a little bit deeper into it if you're older.
This is more gender-driven.
If the kid walks out with this glamorous, positive, unabashedly queer role models type mentality, can you imagine what could transpire because the child doesn't have a true 360-degree vision of what the entire lifestyle may encompass, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no, I just want to dress up in fluffy stuff, and now you want to do what to me?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Pretty scary. Mm-hmm. Well, again, maybe it's supposed to be. Drag Queen Spooky Story Hour. Why? Why the kids? Why in the world can you not just let kids be kids? Is that so? Is that too much to ask?
Well, but they, whoever they are... It's the same left agenda of getting immigrants, illegal immigrants, to be voters on your side. You're trying to get future voters, future people in your way of thinking, your line of thinking, that all this stuff that maybe the traditional American values might not agree with, you're trying to skew everything, every part of their life to the left. Everything. Including gender, sexuality, whatever you pick.
Hmm. Now, you can see how that can open up a can of something.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, why? Kids don't have enough to learn and to think about? That you want to put a like this sexual pressure, basically,
sure.
on them. You're making their mind think about things that their brain is not wired to fully understand the concept of. Why would you do that? You wouldn't be trying to cram a statistics course on a four-year-old, but you'll try to tell them the concept of why people are drag queens?
Because your agenda is more important than their mental health.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
Well said, sir.
Thank you.
You win against Barney this time.
Hope corporate's not listening.
No. I didn't hear anything.
About what?
About what I thought you might have said.
I didn't say anything.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, if we're still here.